welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 208 is brought to you by It's Kitty Cakes, Islander Phoebe, and Twisty Pine Jewels, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, Tab, and Mikey Toe. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be discussing our first impressions with the 2.0 update, as well as the Happy Home Designer DLC. So to begin, hello, Nina, how are you doing?
couldn't be better.
I know, isn't it great? Yeah. And then, hi, Sergio, how are you?
Hey, Chuy, I'm doing okay. Bad timing, but I'm going through a little personal issue, but the update is definitely helping. It's a good escape, a good distraction. It's definitely helping. How are you doing, Chuy?
Oh, man. Similarly, actually, kind of the timing ended up being like a tough time. I did get to hop in and play here and there, and now I feel like I've been having fun. I've been enjoying the game. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I guess we have a lot to go over. Before I hop into that, though, did Nina you manage to get some amiibo cards?
No. Atlanta had a bit of a identity glow up over the weekend. So I live right near the stadium, the Braves stadium, and we had a big parade Friday, so couldn't really leave my apartment complex because a lot of roads were shut down. So I had planned on going out to get some.
Yeah.
Then I woke up that morning and was like, no, thank you. I'll be okay.
Yeah, no, I get it. Sergio, did you try to get any?
I sort of. I have one on the way. I managed to snag one off Amazon, and I'm always checking alerts to see if I can find any online. I don't really go to stores, but I'm going to go to GameStop later to trade something, so I'm going to try to get some if they have any.
Nice, nice. Yeah, the GameStop I went to kind of hooked it up for everybody who was there. The guy basically said, all right, I got these many. I'm just going to split them evenly amongst everybody who's here. Wow. So everybody got like 3 packs at that GameStop. It was dope. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into talking about the game, all of the stuff that's going on. There are tons and tons of new activities, so I think we'll start with those. First off, Harv's Island. It got that huge upgrade. Yes. There are now some shops there, at least if you've been unlocking them and if you have the money to unlock them, because it does cost 100,000 bells per shop, which is quite pricey unless you are, you know, a billionaire like many of us are. So some of us are probably covering those costs pretty easily, but I do really like how much pricier it is to, like, get all of these things. So my first question for both of you, what order have you been unlocking the shops in, Sergio?
You know, I went counterclockwise. I'm left-handed, so I always like go left first. But every now and then I switch it up, and this was one of those cases. So I started counterclockwise. I got Kicks, and then Red, and then Leaf. And tomorrow, recent Cyrus are going to be unlocked. I'm looking forward to that the most because it's new. I kind of wish I had gone clockwise because I would have Tortimer by now. But, you know, I made my choice. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, let me tell you. I have been doing things like not really in any specific order. It was more like just stuff that I knew would probably unlock other things that I wanted. So the first one I did was Leaf, and that was because I was like, I need crops. Oh, I imagine Leaf's going to sell some crops. So I got to get that right away. And then from there, I went with Reese and Cyrus. So kind of counterclockwise, honestly, in this order. But Reese and Cyrus I wanted next just because I wanted to unlock, like, customizing all the stuff I couldn't customize like pretty soon after, so that was a good one. And then I went with Tortimer because it would be a lot easier to do all the customization stuff, because you can, like, he's basically like your storage closet while you're at Harv's Island. You can pick things up from your storage, you can drop things down, so I went with that. And then since then I've done Katrina, and then I just paid off Kicks, and then next, I'm probably planning on doing Sahara, then Red.
Oh, nice. And Tortimer, does he allow you to use any form of AVD while you're there over at Harv's?
There is actually an ABD on Harv's now. Like, you, if you go to, like, it's just to the right of the Photopia building. It's, oh. I didn't notice it at first, but there is an ABD there now. So you can just grab money on Harv's Island if you need it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Because I was looking for it because, you know, we're going to be making money trips there every day for a while. I missed it.
Yeah.
It's like tucked into the rocks.
Yeah, yeah. It's very tucked in. It's easy to miss for sure. Nina, what's been the order for your unlocking shops?
I went with my vagrant friends first. I started with Red, my buddy, and then got Katrina. Today I unlocked Reese and Cyrus, and I paid off Tortimer for tomorrow. I'm excited.
Oh, neat. Those are great ones. I just got to do Katrina's thing for the first time today. Mm-hmm. Like, she just unlocked, and I was just like, I like her a lot better than I have in past games.
She's
already
incredible.
I mean, the luck system was always one where it was like, oh, wear this item of clothing, and I'd always see what it is, and I'm like, I don't have that. If I order it now, it's not going to get here till tomorrow anyways, so like, what's the point, you know? So it was so circumstantial for me that I just didn't find any benefits to it. But now I'm just like, oh, Katrina, I'm interested. Tell me my fortune every day.
She looks beautiful, too. Did you guys see her claws? She looks so cool.
Yeah, I'm loving all of their redesigns. They're just looking so HD and fresh. It's nice. Nina, do you have plans for who you're doing after Tortimer?
Who's left? Let me think.
I think you have Kix, Sahara, and
Leaf. I think you don't have Leaf.
Oh,
Leaf.
Yeah, I do Leaf next. I don't really care about Sahara. Probably Kix and then Sahara last.
Okay. The thing I have heard about them is they all have like new inventory.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I am interested to see, like, what they have. If I run into it, I've been having some trouble running into some of the new inventory.
Yeah.
but overall, I think it is nice that they all have something, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. Sergio, I guess, what are your plans for the rest of the unlocks?
No, I'm sticking with counterclockwise. I know Tortimer is next, and I hope Katrina is next, but I don't know. But I'll keep going. She's the one I want the
most. She's last, my friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's last and definitely not least for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get there. You're close at this point. Like, Tortimer, there's two left, you know?
Yeah.
So a couple of days, and this is a 12-year-long game, right?
Yeah.
All right. Another question I have for both of you. Have you noticed, have you enjoyed the shops, and is there anything special that you've noticed? Nina, do you want to start off here?
I got Red first and immediately was trying to figure out how his shop worked. He's had two fake pieces so far, and every time I buy a piece, like, even though it's fake, a new one gets popped up, but the old one that I'm not buying stays. So I'm wondering if he gets like a brand new inventory weekly, possibly. But it is nice that once I buy one, it keeps refreshing. They've all been fake so far, but you know, sometimes the fakes are pretty cool too.
Yeah, there's some fakes that I really like. Like, what's the warrior statue
has
the shovel instead? That one's wonderful.
Yep.
I almost hope I have that one instead of the real one.
Yeah. I got a good fortune from Katrina already, which was nice. I got like the good money fortune, and my like shiny dig spot was 5,000 bells instead of 1,000. And the tree bells were 300 instead of 100, which was really fun. And I was talking with Michi. She got a fortune that was like, your tools won't break. And so she used a flimsy axe all day long.
Whoa.
Which is amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. Katrina's been fun so far.
That's an amazing fortune.
It's a good one.
I kind of wonder if your tool's going to break like first hit the next day.
Probably.
Kind of like, you know how like, you know, the fishing tourney, the fishing rod won't break until, you know, if you're playing with it during the timer.
Right.
But as soon as you use it outside of the timer, it's just like, it's gone.
Right.
Probably.
It's probably going to be like that. But I mean, getting a whole day out of a tool like that, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're so much fun so far. I'm really enjoying Harv's Island.
Yeah. It's been really cute. Sergio, have you noticed anything?
I'm with Nina. I'm trying to decipher the item rotation. I definitely noticed it with Kix. I went the second day after I had him, and he pretty much had the same items. I think they were all the same, so I'm trying to see when they change. And also, based on the dialogue of some of the Leaf specifically, it seems that the special characters are not going to be at Harv's Island when they are in your island based on the typical rotation that we used to have. I mean, that to me, that makes sense, but I kind of want to see it in action. I just want to go to Harv's place and see like an empty spot because they're in my island. You know, just the little touches.
Yeah, yeah, I would like that too. Especially, I wonder how it would work because I have noticed like behind Leaf specifically, like you can still see his little garden cart that he takes to visit. You know, so I don't know. I think that's probably going to be a place where I don't know. I guess I'm just interested to see too, like what happens when they visit instead of are at Harv's.
Right, just to like see how it looks too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you what I saw today. I met Cornimer.
Whoa!
Like,
what?
Like, Tortimer's counterpart, Cornimer, unrelated. They're not the same person. They're completely different. Cornimer was there instead of Tortimer today. And this is only, like, my second day having him, but he was wearing, you know, the Cornimer head. Well, it is his head because he's Cornimer. But I got an acorn from Cornimer. And it just had this really cute dialogue. I recorded it. So I have like, you know, just evidence of that. But I also streamed and showed it off. And it was wild.
Nice.
I was very surprised. And then the other thing I noticed is like, I had some days during the week where I couldn't find a special visitor. Like I didn't have one on my island. And I was like, wow.
Really?
This hasn't happened before, where I just don't have a single visitor on my island. Oh. At least I couldn't find them. Like, I searched everywhere pretty thoroughly. I thought if it was anybody, it would have been Sahara, Flick, or CJ.
Right.
But I really didn't find them anywhere. Mm. So I just assumed that I was completely empty for my island one day. It was strange.
That's odd.
And it might have been because of, like, who I decided to unlock. I think it was when I unlocked Leaf, because I did that first. Maybe Leaf was scheduled to visit me the first day.
Mm-hmm.
But because I invited him to Harv's instead,
yes.
He ended up not coming at all. You know?
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my assumption. And as far as like when items rotate, I also don't know. Like Leaf has had the same stuff for my place all week, and I'm assuming it's probably going to change on like a weekly basis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe he and Red do that. Maybe tomorrow we'll figure that out.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we're recording Sunday, so by next episode we should have some sort of answer for this. Mm-hmm. Okay, next activity, stretching. Stretching, brand new thing at the plaza. Have you both been stretching every day? Because I know I have. And I've actually gotten a special prize for stretching every day. I won't tell you what it is. It's just, it's really nice. I mean, it's cute.
Yeah.
Sergio, have you been trying it?
I have tried it a few times, not every day. Now that you say that about the special prize, I'm definitely going to do it. So yeah, I've done it twice. The second try was because Fairy Cope from our Discord, she mentioned that if KK is in the plaza, he's going to join you for the stretching. Mm-hmm. So I definitely I had to see that. So I did. That was my second try.
He is so nakey. I love it. Nina, have you been stretching?
I have done every day but one, but mine is completely glitched out. I really hope they do some patches soon. I don't know if it's because I tried doing it when KK was playing, but it sounds like Sergio did too, or if because I have like a little hidden music box behind my town hall. Maybe I need to move that. But the last two times I have done aerobics, so yesterday and today, there has been no music at all. Oh. So it's like just every player's like little footsteps like clicking, and it's really hard to get the timing right. I'm like having to count in my head, but the counts change with every exercise. It is a monstrosity right now. Oh, no. We've got to figure it out. So I've moved my music box and hopefully that fixes it. But if not, they've got to put a patch in.
Yeah.
That's strange. I haven't seen anybody else talk about like that specific problem. I wonder what it is for you.
I don't know. I put a video of it on Twitter. It's so disturbing. You guys have to go watch it.
I don't know.
I can't be the only one.
No, I wouldn't imagine you are. Like with these types of bugs, I'm sure they'll happen. And I think Nintendo UK actually posted about a bug that people are experiencing where if you try to, I guess, redesign a villager's house on your island while your airport gates are open, something goes wrong. I forget what it is exactly, but there does seem to be some bugs with this update, and I'm sure they're, you know, working them out and going to fix them pretty soon. But I wouldn't be surprised if they patch that out and fix it after a little bit. But I'm sad that you're seeing that because the music is honestly adorable.
Exactly. Yeah. And they make little like mouth noises too. They go like, I guess it's part of the music since it's not showing up for me, but it kind of like counts for you.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just footsteps and silence.
Oh my goodness. That's so strange. I can't wait to watch your video of it. Yeah. Okay. I had one more question for you with the stretching. Have you both tried the motion controls or have you done the button controls? What control scheme have you done? Personally, I've only done button control so far because every time I go to do it, I'm just like, oh no, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
Sergio, what have you tried?
I'm with you, but I said, no, I got to get ready. For the first try, I wanted it to be with motion, and I did terribly. So I said, oh, okay, well, I wanted to try it. It's done. I'll try buttons next time, and I did terribly with buttons as well. So I think I'm just not good at it.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how the buttons work for it, but I just notice if I just start spamming whatever they say, it does better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've noticed that if you like are a little ahead of the count, it seems to do better.
Yeah, that's totally what I've been seeing for sure. Nina, have you done buttons or motion?
No, just buttons so far. Especially without the music, I'm not gonna be in my apartment dancing without music.
Yeah, I get it. Well, next week we'll have to try the motion controls and report back on how we feel about doing our little morning aerobics, you know? Yeah, it's really cute, though. I love that the special visitor who's there for the day also joins in.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice little bonus for doing it.
And others. Like, I've had Blathers and Orville step in. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah, and I love that the, like, kind of, quote-unquote, leader changes. Like, sometimes it's Tom Nook, sometimes it's Isabel, sometimes it's Timmy and Tommy. So it's really nice that we get a good variation of what characters are actually joining us for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next thing. Cap'n's Tours. This is a big one. Have you both been going on them on a daily basis? Nina, what have you been doing?
This has been like one of my favorite, and my most frustrating additions to this update is because I am in love with the gyroids. So I'm going every day. I've even made like a little checklist on my app, that I go every day to get at least one gyroid. But I like to just kind of see what the new island is too.
It's like it's full of so many surprises. I love that you're for sure going to get a gyroid out of
yes.
it. You know?
Yes, thankfully, yes.
I was really worried because, you know, like the fossils on the current mystery tours, like with the Nook Miles ticket, like you're not always assured a fossil. You're not always assured a DIY recipe, but right, I do right. like that a gyroid and DIY recipe are both like sure things yes. you're going to get when you go there. So
yeah.
it feels worth it no matter what day it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sergio, have you been going on a daily basis?
Yes, I've been going daily for sure. And yeah, the gyro, it's just to see what other items I might be able to get. And I've also kind of been focusing getting my resources from those islands. You know, I get wood and rocks and materials. I even got 2 golden nuggets from a single rock. So I think chances for golden nuggets are a little bit higher there.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I've noticed the mystery islands with Nook Mile tickets have always had like better rates
yes.
for the rocks. Mm-hmm. Like, you could get a lot more iron there. But the first hit of a rock I did was like gold nugget. And I was just like, what is this? This seems increased for sure. But yeah, you even run into some different things happening. I've run into lots of money rocks on those
Ooh.
Islands,
yes.
funny enough. So. Yeah, that's something special. I'm also going daily. I got to do the tours, get all the gyroids, but I've also, not every day, but some days I also go with my secondary characters because they can also get a trip out a day. So I've seen a few different islands
Aww.
Now. But before we get into those, what do you both think of Cap'n's new sea shanties? Sergio, what do you think here?
I think they're good. They definitely match his personality. I think my favorite part, not necessarily the shanties, but the way you can react to them. Did you guys know you can like clap or laugh depending
yeah.
on what he says? Yeah.
Well, I knew
cool.
you could clap, but you can do other stuff too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one button is tied to being shocked and then the other is tied to to laughing.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And then I tried this with my secondary characters because I would not dare with my own. But if you spam B, it'll do the thing where it like pushes it along, just skips
yes.
the song.
Oh,
altogether.
No.
I was like, I'm not going to do this with my character because I have to see all the songs, mm-hmm. but I'll try it with this other one. yeah. Nina, what do you think of the new sea shanties?
I think they're pretty cute. I. Like, try to sing them in my head to the tune that he's singing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm not musically inclined enough or if they're like a weird, untraditional rhyming scheme, but most of them don't rhyme and it really hurts my brain.
No,
a little
I agree. Bit. I agree.
it bothers me. But I don't know. Maybe it's like a weird. I don't know. I don't get it. But I do love when you're on the ship at night, how like the lantern makes your face light up. It's
yes.
so cute and cozy.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like most of them do rhyme. I don't know. I don't know if I've run into an issue with them. Not maybe they're kind of like slant rhymes, but I don't know. I thought they rhymed. That's all.
Maybe they are
slayer.
I've got to. You know what? I'll record myself and send it to you. I don't know.
Yeah.
They just are bizarre, but I love them. But they're bizarre.
Yeah. For me, I think these are the best shanties he's ever shanted. Like they're so cute compared to like his other ones. They feel like little folk tales. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, the little stories that we get, a lot of things about, like, cucumbers and turtles, specifically.
So many cucumbers.
so many cucumbers. One, the one that makes me crack up is that, like, he sings about a cucumber, a boat being made out of cucumber,
uh-huh.
and how he's, like, eating it, and people are looking at him weird for eating his own boat, you know? So... I don't know. There's just like so many cute little ones and I'm just delighted. I honestly got a bit emotional the first ones I heard because some of them even, you know, tell you about reaching for your dreams and someday they'll come true, that sort of thing. And I'm just like, oh,
so
that's really sweet.
and his boat has so many nice details too.
Oh yeah, his little, he's got, we all saw like the picture of Layla. Well, a lot of us saw the picture of Layla that was on one side, but my boat, my dock is on the other side. So instantly I noticed that we had a little picture of his whole family on the other side. Oh. And that one's really adorable.
So he's closer to the camera?
What do you mean closer to the camera?
Like on either side of the dock, is he further from the camera or closer to the camera? Like the way you're looking at it.
I think he's about the same distance, but basically you'll see them both when you're going or coming back from an island. When you're going to an island, you'll see the little Layla one, the one that's just her face or whatever. And when you're coming back, you can zoom in and you'll see that it's his whole family, a picture of his whole family.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know, you can set up a, like, I guess an operating system Zoom for your Switch. It's in the like settings of your Switch console, but basically you turn on Zoom and if you hit the home button twice rapidly, it'll zoom it, or give you a new screen that lets you zoom in on the game. And unfortunately, that doesn't take a screenshot of the Zoom. It still takes a screenshot of it normally, and I'm sad about that. But you do get to look at it at least a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So I teased this before. What kind of islands have you found? Sergio, what have you run into?
Mostly like traditional islands. I still have a couple of items here and there. But I did run into a fall island, the one with like the fall leaves, you know, floating around and lots of mushrooms. So that was a nice one.
Oh, that's like my dream island to run into. I have not seen that one. I'm jealous. I'm really jealous of that. Nina, what have you run into?
So I've done two regular islands. One like wheat island. It had wheat all over it. And then I also had the falling leaves island. But instead of mushrooms everywhere, there were acorns everywhere, which was awesome.
Oh.
So, but to add to this is super interesting. Michi, my friend, also got a fall island, but it wasn't like the falling leaves island. So this was super interesting to me because it means that we're not just getting a season island. Like the falling leaves island isn't the only fall island. We're getting fall at different points of fall. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like hers was way later in fall and she had mushrooms and acorns and pine cones everywhere. So I just thought that was really interesting. Like I would have thought from the trailer that it would be just the falling leaves one, just the winter time one, just the spring blossoms one, but there's more than one of each type.
Yeah, that is pretty cool to know that we're gonna fall into different falls.
Yeah,
that's interesting. It makes sense, though. It makes sense that you could reach islands that are at different points, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, so I've gone to a lot of islands at this point since I've done some as my extra characters as well. So on top of, like, the four that I've done thus far on my daily ones, I've also seen, like, two for each of my other characters, so that's like eight other islands total. Funny enough, a lot of them are kind of like plain old islands, kind of not anything too special on them. Sometimes, you know, there's a rock that's a money rock or something on there. Still get the gyroid, you still get the recipe, so that's fine. But as far as like special ones I found, I'm really glad as my Chewy character I found a vine island.
Ooh.
And I took everything from that place.
Yeah.
I took all the vines, all the glowing moss. I took every single what's the word, they had the new bushes, the plumeria. Ooh. Bushes, they are so pretty. They're very nice. So I stole everything, literally everything from those islands that I could get my hands on. And it was delightful. I brought it all home. It's getting good use at my place now. So, yeah, it's nice.
I wonder when they'll bloom, those bushes.
So they were bloomed when I went to the island, but I think it might have been more of a summer bloom or something. Like, it seemed like the setting was more summer themed.
Okay.
Because I definitely came back and the vines were a different color when I put them on my island than when they were on that island, you know? Yeah, so I'm glad the vines changed colors. That's wonderful. Okay. And then the other two islands I ran into, one was a tomato island. Like, there were a bunch of tomato crops already grown.
Oh.
So I was able to go grab a bunch of tomato plants and bring them back with me. And then the other was a wheat island, which was very similar to the tomato one, just the crop was wheat instead of tomatoes. And so I took a bunch of those as well, basically all of them. And then that wheat island, every single rock on that island was a money rock island or money rock.
Wow. My wheat island had regular rocks.
Yeah, that was my tomato island, basically. Like, I only had regular rocks, but this one was just like all money rocks. That's it. That's all they wanted to give me. So, yeah, those are the cool ones I ran into. I want to ask you both, how has this feature surprised you, like going over to Cap'n, Sergio?
Well, I don't have anything specific that we haven't discussed, but I'm definitely really enjoying this feature, and it's probably my favorite new daily. At least for now, I haven't unlocked everything, but yeah, and it's going to keep me in check of my Nuke miles, because, you know, you're definitely going to spend 1,000 each day. I don't want them to run out, so got to keep checking the Nuke miles plus. Definitely going to have enough, at least for a daily tour.
Yeah, you're playing every day, so you can make sure you got the money to get the rest of them, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Nina, what has surprised you about this one?
I am still kind of shocked that we can only go once a day, which is probably a good thing because I like things that slow down my gameplay. But gosh, I just want to see more islands. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to have an unlimited amount, but maybe like 2-3 times we could go.
Yeah. The limit is pretty tough because you do want to go to more of them. That's whenever I'm feeling that limit, that's when I'm just like, all right, extra character time. I need to go see another one.
Yeah.
So this morning, I actually, like, before even logging into my game, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to play as all my characters first and just go on the island tours and then play mine.
Nice. Yeah, I have another character. I just haven't used them yet because, again, I like that it slows me down. And there's only so many gyroids, so I want to kind of slow my roll on the gyroids.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a little upsetting to me.
Do you already know, like, how many gyroids there are?
They're on my app. Do you want me to count for you guys?
Sure. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you in a moment.
Yeah, sure. While you do that, we'll just chat about something else. No, I don't know. Yeah, I've gotten lots of gyroids, but, like, every single one has been new so far. Sergio, how's your gyroid collection been going?
I mean, it's going well. I'm getting a good amount every day, but honestly, I haven't been looking at them. I just want to, like, collect a lot of them and then start looking and seeing which ones I want to place around.
Yeah, so you have no idea what is in store for you.
Yeah, no.
I have been very delighted. I mean, the first two gyroids I got, not going to lie, I was like, these are not the cutest ones I've seen. And then the ones after those have all been, like, really great. So I've gotten some strange ones. I'm really surprised by the variety of styles that we have for gyroids this time.
Okay, I have a number.
Okay, yeah, let us know.
There are 36, and most of them can be customized in about 5 different ways.
Nice.
Okay.
Some more, some less.
Yeah, well, that I feel like that adds a lot to the variety with them, like, if there's 36 of them. But, I mean, overall, I'm just so impressed. Like, we had no idea they were going to go with completely new designs.
Right.
And that kind of makes me think that sounds similar to what the numbers would have been in the past, where, you know, we had 3 to 5 of each type of gyroid, you know?
Yes.
And there was, like, 90-something, I want to say, maybe over 100. But, you know, when you divide that between, like, 3 and 5, there's a lot less actual different styles of gyroids.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That sounds like I'm still a ways away from seeing them all.
Yeah.
All right. The next big thing we have to talk about, Brewster. What do you both think about that mission to get Brewster? Nina, what'd you think?
I loved it. I kind of wish it had taken longer to find Brewster. Mm-hmm. And like we had needed to like leave posters out or something, or left gyroids out for him, like goldfish in a line or something. But I love how you had to go find him in the first place, and it gives Blathers and Brewster like more of a backstory. But yes. Yeah, I just wish it had been more.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think that's where I felt. I thought it was really cute. First off, like, he was in this cute little outfit and stuff.
Yes.
And the conversations around like Blathers and finally meeting Brewster. It was, yeah. It was adorable. But yeah, it felt like it was over so fast. And I was just like, wait, no, let me adventure a little bit more. Let me feel like more things are going on here. But I do like that it gave us like an extra little gyroid, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Sergio, what did you think?
Oh, I'm with you both. I thought it was very nice and very creative. Nice way to add more backstory to the characters. I didn't get how it worked until I think a day after the update. So my cafe is under construction today. I cannot wait for tomorrow. I'm going to go drink coffee. Oh. It's going to be awesome.
Nice. So you still get to meet Brewster on your island. Yeah. It should be cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess this one's for Nina then. How have you been going to get coffee every day?
Yes, I just unlocked it yesterday because I accidentally went to an island the first night before going to talk to Blathers.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm kind of a day behind, but that's okay. That's okay. We're not time travelers here. So anyone who time travels and listens to this podcast might be, you know, upset with us for not having done more, but we're gonna take it slowly. So I've gone twice, which has been amazing, and I've used the amiibo once.
Oh, neat. Cool. That's awesome. We'll get into the amiibo a little bit later, but as far as for me, I go several times a day. I have found that like you can find different people visiting the coffee shop throughout the day. Nice. So it's kind of worth going.
Yeah.
And then you can get more than one cup of coffee every day too.
Which is so nice.
Yeah. So I mean you get a little warning from Brewster that too much may mess you up, but you can get more. And the one thing that happens when you get more, it doesn't count toward your like Brewster goal of drinking coffee more than once. So once you get that first one, like you're pretty good as far as like the stamp goes. But
okay.
I mean, why not get more? If you see a character there you like, just go ahead, get some coffee with them, talk with them a little bit. It's pretty amazing. But yeah, I check in basically like morning, afternoon, evening, any time, just to see if there is somebody there. Sometimes I run into my villagers, sometimes I run into special characters. So it's pretty amazing.
Nice. Exciting.
Yeah. So speaking of visitors, who has visited your coffee shop so far, Nina?
So I've had, my first person was Rossetti, which was on Saturday evening. So like, I also wonder if someone has put together like a calendar yet of who's going to be there on what days and at what time.
Right.
Yeah.
But he had really cute dialogue about, you know, maybe resetting isn't so bad and grabbing a cup of coffee for his brother. It was so cute. Wow. And then today, like around 1:30, I went. And again, it's Sunday today. And Daisy May was there without her little basket on her head.
Oh.
She was so cute. She was behind another villager of mine. So I did not know who she was until I talked to her. I couldn't figure it out because she was kind of hidden. But she had some really cute dialogue, too, about Graham.
Yeah, I also ran into Daisy May today, and I was just like, oh my gosh, she's adorable. She's a little child. It's so cute.
She's so cute. And she had a cookie instead of coffee.
Yeah, that was, oh my goodness. I did not expect that. I was just like, I get it. Parents don't want their kids to drink coffee. I understand.
Oh, she was so cute. But she also talked about like making sure people should blow onto their coffee so it's not so hot. And all I could think about was her snot dripping into the coffee. Yeah. did not want to visualize that.
Yeah. And it's like this little baby speak dialogue, you know, where she's like, I do blowsies on my coffee to cool it down.
No, don't blow on my coffee.
And we're like, oh, your little snot face is getting all over this thing.
Someone give her a mask.
I love it. It's so cute. Yeah. So as far as who I've run into, I have run into Daisy May, like you. That was the most recent one. But the first night, I ran into Celeste there.
Nice.
And what time was she there? Do you remember?
I could actually go and look at the video while I pull that up. But Celeste was my first visitor that I ran into. And then I kind of walked out and back in. And then Axel had, like, showed up next to her. So they were both, you know, just there getting some coffee. And then Mabel was my next one. And I can't tell you. Like, I won't tell you what it was, but her dialogue in there was just like, it's a tearjerker. I wanted to cry. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. So good. Yes, Mabel is a delight. Okay, so the time that I saw Mabel, I'm looking at my notes here. So that was 7:29 a.m. So before Able Sisters has opened.
Oh, wow.
And that was on November 6th. So what is that, Saturday? Yeah.
Yes.
Saturday, pretty early in the morning. That's when I saw her. And then the time I saw Celeste, I'm pulling it up right now, that was 5:35 p.m. So early evening for Celeste. And that was on the 5th. So Thursday, the night of the update. Yeah. And her dialogue was also really great. There's so much, like, so many references to, like, previous games and their history. And it's honestly, it's beautiful. It's so such nice. A nice way to go about. But specifically, like, you'll want to run into Mabel. Her dialogue is just so darling. It's worth it.
We'll have to get up early.
Yeah, just get up real early before Able Sisters open, and you'll be able to find her. Hopefully. I don't know if it's just Saturdays, but outside of that, Axel and Macon were there, and there's definitely, like, plenty of new dialogue for all the characters in terms of, like, coffee and everything, so it's really nice to see. And yeah, they all just kind of, like, share the bar together, and it's so cute. All right. We tease this once again. Nina, you've used some amiibo. Who'd you invite?
Digby, of course. I had to, you know, call back my good boy, Digby. He had really cute dialogue. He brought Isabel with him, and they sat across from each other and talked about being twins, talked about how they used to work together in an old town, and it was so sweet. Aww. It was so sweet. I'm really glad I got to see Digby.
Yeah, and what I love about this and what I feel needs to be said about this is, like, everyone is here. Every single character that has been in New Leaf specifically, like, and New Horizons, they all have models that have been rendered and made. They've all got dialogue. They can all appear. Any character that has an amiibo, basically. I did find one that could not get invited, but it was the villager amiibo from Smash, because I was like, oh, I wonder what happens there. The other one I need to try out, who I haven't yet, is Brewster. I'm like, what happens if you scan Brewster into the roost? I wonder. What, will the game break? What is this? Will he sit down with you and drink some coffee and just, like, not be behind the counter?
He'll be like, no, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah. I'm really intrigued, so I need to try that out a little bit later. But yeah, everybody is here. So the first person I scanned in, just to see if it was really true, I scanned in Porter. long time ago, Porter used to run the train station, and now he's not quite back in this game, but he does make references to it, funny enough. He said, you know, I get it. You can't really have a train on this place because it's an island. So I can't really work here, but maybe one day. It'd be nice to be to come and visit and stuff like that. Like, they
Aww.
definitely have some good like excuses basically written up for some of the characters who couldn't make it in, you know?
Yeah, a lot of this dialogue sounds so nostalgic, like a little sad, but still sweet.
Yeah, it's got a lot of those vibes for sure. There's a lot of
Nice.
feelings over at the Roost.
Chewie,
And
have
then
you
outside of
tried
that,
DJKK?
okay, so I haven't tried DJKK at the Roost, but I did try him at Photopia.
Oh.
And let's just say, Sergio, you're gonna be happy to see what you
Ooh,
find.
nice.
So, yeah, scan in DJKK later. I think you'll be
Nice.
happy with that. Is he going to be your first scan, Sergio?
Yes. Oh,
Awesome.
let us
And then
know.
probably KK Slider too.
Yes.
Awesome. I wonder if they'll bring each other.
Yeah, I cannot wait to find out.
Oh, no. There's two of them.
Yep, exactly. There's got to be two. And then outside of that, I scanned in Wardell, and he was cute. He brought along Nico and Lottie, so that was an
Oh.
adorable little one. And then I scanned in the Smash Isabelle amiibo figure, and she just came by herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in her winter outfit, so it's a seasonal winter outfit. I don't know if the other Isabelle amiibo are going to be different, but I think I'll try scanning them all in.
Yeah, the
There's so
Isabel,
many
I
Isabelles.
know, that's true. The Isabel that came with Digby was in her little brown sweater too.
Oh, cool. I love that little brown sweater. I wish I had that version of the Build-A-Bear instead of the summer
Oh,
one.
me too.
All right, let's get into talking about the new items and DIYs and apps that there are. First off, the gyroids. We talked about them a little bit. How are you liking them, Nina?
Well, I obsessed. They're my new favorite thing. I look forward to digging them up every morning. It's like my first thing that I run and do. And then I customize them, and I love collecting them, and I love them so much.
Yeah, I'm obsessed too. Sergio, when are you gonna look at them?
I should, huh? I should really get to doing that. But I do like the fact that you have to kind of grow them. And
Yeah.
do you know
Yeah.
if you have to like plant them like away from other things? I've been trying to be very careful because I don't want one of them to grow crooked or to like break during the growth period. So I kind of give them a lot of space. But yeah, I'm just curious about that.
As
I
far
haven't
as I've
noticed.
seen, I don't think there's anything that can go wrong with them. Thus
Okay.
far, I've grown them all pretty close together to each other.
Yeah.
I've grown them within my crops just to be like, all right, I'm already watering these things. Might as well water my gyroid at the same time.
And I've made a
So.
little like gyroid garden, and they're all together, and it's fine.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, I don't think you'll run into any big issues there.
Have you guys had a rainy day yet?
I
No.
just had my first one
Oh.
yesterday morning. Pretty early, it was raining on my island, and I was so excited. I was like, I don't even care that there's going to be a bunch of extra flowers I don't want here. I'm ready for gyroids. And
Yes.
today, it seemed like I dug up like a couple like fully grown gyroids.
Yeah,
So,
I think it's just two. That's what I've noticed also.
cool. Yeah, so a couple of gyroids, not bad. I'm definitely, you know, if you've already planted one from the day prior, that's three gyroids
That's
for that
three.
day. Yeah, worth it, worth every penny. And yeah, for me, I'm also obsessed. I think these are the most amazing gyroids in the whole wide world, and I need them all. My next question for you, have you found any new items? For me, I definitely have. My villagers have been specifically giving me like a lot of new clothing. That was a really nice surprise because like I watched that update trailer so many times and I was just like, I'm not seeing any new clothes. I feel like there needs to be new clothing in the game. And luckily, that's something they just didn't mention and avoided dressing up villagers in. So we got new clothes, and I've been shooting new items from balloons as well. I found a little duster item on an island that I visited. Like a friend's island had a duster for sale, and it's basically like, you know, when you've seen Isabelle dusting inside of the resident services.
Yeah.
Right.
It's that. And you can just dust with her. It's so cute.
I love that it's not really just dusting. It's like she's just like waving it in the air back and forth.
Yeah, and now you can wave one in the air too. It's more like you are spreading dust everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That's what dusting is, right?
Yeah. And then outside of that, I mean, so many people have been just like sending me things in the mail. Really appreciate it. All the trees they can find that they send to me. And I'm just like, yes, give me the trees.
All the trees.
All the trees. And of course, you know, just redeeming the items at the Nook Stop. I've been doing that too. So, Sergio, what have you been finding?
I found a duster too for sale, and I thought, oh, this I haven't seen this before. So yeah, I'm glad to see that it was a new item, but nothing too much other than the Nook Mouse Plus that you can redeem. I definitely got some that feed my island really well. I got the gazebo, the pergola, and the park fountain. Those are very nice. There's a lot of very big items too.
Yeah. They're like almost too big for me. I don't know where to put them.
Yeah, a lot of these things are like huge. And I'm just like, oh man, these spaces need to be completely reimagined to fit some of these. But I mean, I don't mind. I think that's exactly what I wanted. Yeah. Nina, how have you been faring with new things?
Pretty good. Not very good. I don't know. The opposite of what I said. I haven't run into new stuff in my Nook shop yet. And today was the first day that I got something new in my Nook shopping app, which was
insane.
Which was a yacht. It's like a huge boat, and it was 250,000.
Did you buy it? Tell me about it.
I bought it, but it's coming tomorrow.
can I just like catalog it real quick?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow.
We'll have to play.
It looks huge. but you know, amazing. I can go on my beach, maybe by my spa, like somebody real fancy has docked their yacht.
Yeah, just put a yacht next to one of your villagers' homes. So they don't live in the home, they live in the yacht.
Yeah. I'm excited to see if it can be customized too. But I really have not had great luck with new items. And even like on Happy Home Paradise, the new stuff that I've gotten in my shop, I've bought a couple things, but not great stuff yet.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's coming though.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm having about the same luck with you as you with like Nook's Cranny specifically. I've not seen anything new there yet.
Yeah.
But today was also the first day I saw something in the Nook shopping that I'd never seen. It was a bulldozer.
Ooh.
And that one, it wasn't as expensive as 250,000 bells, but it was expensive. It was like 48,000 or something like that.
Yeah, these items are huge.
Yeah, there's some huge ones. So I'm excited to get that one tomorrow. But a yacht, I need that.
We'll work it out.
Next question. Have you found any new DIYs, Sergio?
Well, I found when it was new to me, one of the seasonal DIYs. It was a pochette, I think, from like the fall ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice to get.
That's one that's been in the game, but it is nice that you're getting some of those.
Right. Oh, I got that on a cabin tour, by the way.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the likelihood of new things is like up right now. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Nina, how have you fared with DIYs?
Yeah, I've gotten a few new ones, especially new recipes. Gotten some like glowing or vine stuff from the Happy Home Paradise Island too. It's not like every time someone is crafting or every single washed up bottle is a brand new DIY, but it's like, I don't know, every third one, which is crazy and exciting.
Yeah. It's not everything, but it's enough to keep you like, finally, I can pick up these bottles again because I've been ignoring them for so long.
And shoot down balloons.
Yeah, shooting down balloons. I shot down a balloon like day one of the update, and I got a new seasonal DIY, the acorn rug, which didn't exist before, funny enough. Like, it seems like one that would have been in there for a fall item, but it was brand new. And I know because I had all of the DIYs before.
Yeah, I got a new fall one too.
Mm-hmm. Was it the same, or was it
mine was another one? Acorn rug.
That's the same one. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I'm kind of wondering if there's more. So I've been like looking for my balloons a lot more than usual. And yeah, I love the excitement that it brings to playing the rest of the game, knowing there's new stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how are you both enjoying the cooking? I didn't do qu too much of it until today because all of my crops were still growing. Yeah. So today they finally grew, and honestly, I loved it. It felt so nice to be crafting new things because I'm one of those completionists who wants to grow as much as will craft everything, you know, at least one of everything. And so I finally got the chance to grow or craft new
New
stuff.
things,
And I was
right?
just like, yes, it feels good to get more check marks on my DIY
That's
catalog.
true, yeah.
Yeah. How did you fare with cooking, Nina?
Same with the veggies. Mine just finished growing today, so I started cooking as much as I could to get those check marks. But honestly, like other than putting a few new pieces out as decoration for my pirates, I don't really need a lot of energy because I'm not doing a whole lot of changing around my island. So it's just cooking to get the check mark right now. It's not really keeping food on me for extra energy.
Yeah, I get that. And I don't know when I'll get to that point, honestly, because the items are so precious that I'm just like, I don't know if I want to eat you. I just want to use you as decoration. So it's kind of more for like the collection and decoration aspect to me. Yeah. Sergio, have you gotten to play with it yet?
Not yet. Just today I planted my first crops. I got potatoes and sugarcane from leaf. So when they grow or when I get them in some other way, I didn't know that you could find them on a carpenter, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to cooking in general, but can you store an item, like a dish that you crafted? Can you put it in storage?
Yeah,
Oh,
you
nice.
can. Yeah, I'm sure if you look through your storage, you might find things that have already been redone as edible
Oh,
items. Like,
gotcha.
did you get a mom's cake, like mom's birthday cake or
Yes.
something?
Yes.
That one is one that changed into like the new icon that shows that it's like a
Oh.
cooking one. So you can eat that now if you want. It's wild. So yeah, that stuff's all storable. You don't have to worry. You can store DIYs now. I don't know if you all knew this, but
Oh, that's
you remember
cool.
how you could just drop DIYs inside because you couldn't store them? Well, they fit in your closet now. They finally decrease the size so they can actually fit in your closet.
Have
That was
you
terrible.
completely upgraded your closet?
Yes.
Not
Oh,
yet.
so expensive.
Sergio, you've done it?
Yeah, it's expensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I just saw the price for that last one. 1,200,000.
I'm like running out of money slowly. I'm holding off on that.
I've burned through more than half of my money at the moment. And now that I know there's a $250,000 yacht out there, I should have bought turnips this week.
I did actually buy turnips this week. I'm
Me
excited
too.
and so nervous.
I'm excited for you. I'm sure the turnip market's going to be back open here. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be watching the stock market for sure. That's awesome. All right, one last little thing. These are kind of different features, but what do you think of the Island Life 101 and the Island Newspaper? And if you even know about the Island Newspaper, Sergio, what do you think here?
So I haven't used Island Life 101, but I think it's nice, and I do like the little messages that we get during the loading screen. You know, it's something nice to look at, and I like how they put the different characters saying them. So if it's Tom Nook, you're gonna get two yeses for sure, and I love that. I love that for sure. And yes, what is the newspaper? Please tell me.
I will tell you in a bit, Nina.
So
What have you thought?
I haven't been using the 101 at all, and I don't even really read it during loading screens because I'm usually multitasking when I play. But I just turned on the newspaper tonight, and it's so cute. It's so
It
cute.
is so good.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's good.
Okay, Island Life 101, quick things. It's fine. It gives you little tips. Maybe it'll give you tips for things that you don't quite know and even like a further along, because I do think the tips are getting a little bit more intricate now that it's been a few days, you know?
Oh, and I got a couple of Happy Home Paradise tips that I did not know. So that is helpful if you catch them.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten some Happy Home Paradise ones, too. So it's nice. I think it's overall a nice app. It kind of does what all the other games in the world do, where they give you little info during the loading screen, you know, which is like kind of funny because I'm like, shouldn't that just be a thing? But OK, it's tied to the app. Yeah. It's fine. It's cute that way.
Yeah.
The Island Newspaper. Sergio, do you have the Nintendo Switch Online app?
Yes.
Good.
Login.
Open
Log
it right
in.
Now.
Go to the New Horizons thing and go to the Island Newspaper app that's on there. This is only available through your smartphone. It's only available through the Nintendo Switch Online app. So you do need the online service in order to use this, which, you know, paywall, unfortunately. But it tracks everything. It gives you a little newspaper with full of articles of stuff that you've done throughout the day. Like every single day. It populates some more information. Like my first day, it's like group stretching, a boat journey with Cap'n, local master cook Chewy's latest creation is an apple smoothie. So it's specifically tailored to what you do on your island.
And like if people visit, they'll name the people and show their passport photo and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cute. Oh, and the other thing, because I'm doing turnips and I'm so nervous about it, I noticed in the newspaper that it showed last week's turnip trend for my island. So I could put it in my like actual Animal Crossing app that I use on my phone to get kind of this week's trend a little more narrowed in. So that was so helpful, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so cool. Like, I'm looking at it right now, and yeah, it has my turnip tracker, so it shows me all my prices for the past week, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I had, like, a fluctuating pattern going on, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you missed any prices, I think it shows them to you pretty live, I think. I'll have to double-check, but...
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's so much easier to track your turnips now. And then so today's the 7th, my article that would show up on the 7th, it just says like developing ... until it opens up. So, but all of the images are just so cute. I don't know how they managed to do this, but all the auto like populated things. I mean, it's an icon on top of a pattern, but they made it adorable.
Yeah.
And I'm just stunned by all the things that it keeps track of. Like, even me changing my look at the mirror or getting a different hairstyle, you know? Finding some gyroid fragments, even digging up gyroids, or learning recipes from an islander. Everything is there. And I'm just like, I'm going to read this every day at the end of the day, just like, all right, what did I do yesterday?
Aww.
Oh, this was a wonderful day. How lovely.
So cute.
So it's cute. It's beyond cute. They didn't have to do this, but I love it.
Yes, this is awesome.
All right. This has been a really long episode, but we still have to talk about Happy Home Paradise.
We're not done.
We are not done. It's never going to end. All right, Happy Home Paradise. Let's get into it. Have you both gotten to play Happy Home Paradise?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's the first question. Next one. Whose homes have you gotten to design? For me, and I'm sure for everybody else, the first one's Eloise, right? That's kind of like the starter trial home, the one to smooth you into the process of designing, right?
Right. Yes.
But from there, I have done Frigga, who's a penguin. And I've done Bob, the cat, and Vesta, the sheep.
Do you remember their themes?
I do. So Frigga was, I picked her specifically because she wanted like a movie theater room.
Ooh.
And I was like, yes, I can do a movie theater room. Come on, let's do this. Bob wanted a place that was full of flowers.
What?
And then... Vesta wanted a place with a fireplace, like, aww. So I gave her like a little cabin. Yeah, Bob's theme threw me off. I was like, okay, flowers, I gotcha. But yeah, they were all, I mean, What I run into with like the early game of Happy Home Designer / Happy Home Paradise is like you haven't unlocked too many things yet. So the first designs are like, all right, you get what you get, kids. Right. I'll come back later when I'm better. But right now, this is what I've got to work with. You know what I mean? Right. So they're like fine designs, but I'm definitely looking forward to revisiting them and making them better, especially after I've unlocked some of the other features, which I haven't yet. But Sergio, who have you designed for?
So yeah, I did the usual first Eloise, and then I also did Cleo, the horse. And I only want to do one a day. I want to take it slow with this game, and I haven't done today. That's why, but I'm going to do it after the podcast. So yeah, it was Cleo. She wanted a house bathed in elegance. So yeah, we got working, and it came out pretty good.
That's awesome. Yeah, one a day. Good limit. I like it. I think I've done... I guess it adds up to like four a day now. No, not four a day for me. One each of the 4 days that I've played. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, when did it go live? One and a half for each of the days. Nina, who have you done?
I've done quite a few. I loved the first Happy Home Designer, so I've been going a little hardcore with this one. I've done Eloise, Olivia the cat. I did her first because she's my birthday twin, and she wanted a cozy place to sleep. And I was like, I can vibe with a cozy place to sleep. I did Cleo too, who wanted like the fancy bathroom. Pudge wanted like an extravagant, like gilded room. Apple wanted an apple field. Tank wanted a game room, and Buzz wanted a tea room, like a traditional tea room. So I've loved all of them. Oh, and I have a tip that I found out kind of by accident. So you can get paid like kind of 1.5 times per each person if you kind of want to maximize your pokey. So if you decorate the house or the interior first and then say that you're finished, then you get that money. And then if you go back and decorate their exterior, then they'll pay you another like half of what the original payment was. So don't do it all at once.
Yeah,
man. Go back.
I've been doing it all at once.
Yeah, don't do it.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, well, time to cheat the system then.
Yeah.
Charge the client twice.
It gives you a break too, because it can be a long time to decorate the interior and the exterior.
Yeah.
And I find that like by the time I get to the exterior, I'm kind of like, oh, throw some flowers in the yard. But it lets
I do the exterior like right away.
Oh,
like
really?
Right when I'm there. Yeah, I start with that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's a good tip. I'm going to have to do that from now on then.
Try it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Question. Do you choose the designs based on the character or just like the theme that they want?
Oh, based on the theme.
Same. I like going with like a theme. If I see something interesting, I'm just like, yeah, I'll make that. Like Bob, I was like, huh, a place with flowers? Okay, let's do it. Mostly because I was hoping I'd get a bunch of cool new tree items too. So that's that's my inspiration. Mm-hmm. What about you,
Sergio? I go with the theme also, but for the exterior of the house, I kind of like when the house matches the main villager's color. So for Cleo, I made it purple. Yeah, that's a thing.
I made Bob's house very purple.
Nice.
Incredibly purple.
I just kind of go by what the clipboard, you know, there's like those little items that are kind of flashing red. So I try to use those as much as I can, but I don't think it really makes a difference.
Yeah, same. I think those tend to be like the new ones that were unlocked for that job.
And so
I definitely prioritize those too. Have you both designed any facilities? Because I have not yet.
No, me neither.
Oh, Nina?
I have done the school, yes, which is the first one. That's as far as I've gotten, but I've also learned how to polish things, the first step of polishing, and I can also scan amiibo cards now, but I haven't tried it yet.
Ooh, nice.
Neat.
Yeah.
Scanning amiibo cards, that'll be fun, especially
and the school
for...
is fun.
Oh, yeah, the school, too. Oh, man, there's so much to do in this place. It's too much. It's just too much. They spoiled us. Have you bought any of the items with your Pokey? Nina?
Yeah, I've bought some. Again, I haven't had great luck with the pokey stuff. I did get like a big potted plant that I really liked and some stacked fertilizer bags. Michi got a really cool pirate chandelier that I begged her to send to me because it's perfect for my pirate ship. But I've come across some like really terrible nightmare items also. So it just depends on the day.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I'm excited to see more of these because there's so many items that are just like so much harder to find on your island, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you can find them on your island, so
yeah,
maybe
I don't know
this
either.
Is just the place to get them.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just easier to get them there.
Well, luckily, once you do buy them from the Poke store, then you can reorder them on your Nook app.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad they get cataloged for sure.
Yes, yes. And they're not unorderable.
Mm-hmm. Sergio, have you bought anything?
Yes, it was a big plant too. It might have been the same one as Nina, because I saw it and I hadn't seen that before, so I got it. And then also the two beach chairs with a parasol, I saw them and I thought, yes, this I know exactly where to put this on my beach on my island, and that was a nice one too.
Awesome, cool. Yeah, for me, basically I'll buy any plant that I see, but really I'm just trying to buy out this store every time. I've failed so far because I haven't done enough designs to get the pokey needed to get them
right,
all
right.
But overall I think now I've got a little bit more. One day I just kind of did a couple houses and I was like, okay, cool, 12,000 pokey, let's do this. I got money. So I'll probably try to do another couple today and see how much I get. But there's a pretty pricey item in my place today. I think it's like 9,000 for it.
Well, so, and the more you do get like promoted, you will start making more money.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's good, because I need a raise.
Yeah, you'll get a raise.
I heard Lottie say, we offer a competitive salary, and I was like, that's capitalist for we ain't going to tell you how much you're going to get, because it's less than everybody else who works here.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, what are some interesting things that you found on the island? For me, this tip comes courtesy of Mushykins, but you can actually take the vines and moss from paradise and take them back with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They grow back, but it's not all at once. They do grow back gradually, but you can take them and that's good enough for me. I have a bunch of vines and moss now and I love it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad, like you said earlier, I'm so glad that the vines change with the seasons too. They look great on the island right now.
Yeah, for sure. They look so good. I can't wait to see them in the winter. Oh,
so
many new sights to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Sergio, have you found anything interesting?
Well, other than the fact that, yeah, we can get the vines because Nico tells you, hey, come over here to this building. And I'm like, no, hold on. I got to look around first. And then I grabbed everything that I could. So, yeah, that was nice. But also there's a box upstairs and there's some special dialogue for it. I don't know if it's going to get unlocked later, but it says that you can put a lot of things in it. And I'm curious about it.
I have no idea. I have not seen the box.
Yeah. I can't wait. I love how they slowly have been unlocking stuff. It's been a really nice little like storyline so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Nina, have you noticed anything interesting?
I mean, just how creepy some of the items in the Poke shop are. Like the mannequins. Have you guys seen the mannequins? They're terrifying. No. I do not like them at all.
I did see a picture of it and I was like, what? Mm-mm. Is that real?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't like it. But you know, just to have nice new stuff, I'm really enjoying the Happy Home Paradise.
That's awesome. Yeah, mm-hmm. I am also enjoying it. It's pretty awesome. All right. We've gone through it. Let's go ahead and end our show with Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show for you. This week's question was, how are you enjoying the update? It's a simple one. Just how are you doing? Let's go
checking
Nina,
in.
Then Sergio, then me.
Okay. Horizon from the Discord says, I'm honestly so overwhelmed with the update, but it's the best way, but in the best way possible. I have so many new ideas for my island I want to implement. I had already flattened it in advance, and there's so much I can now bring to life thanks to the new items and activities. It's been exhilarating, and I don't see myself experiencing burnout anytime soon.
Nice. Just,
I'm in the same boat. I like that taking it slow, and this has been so nice.
Yeah. To make said, I've been forced to take it slow because I restarted a few months ago and never really played after I restarted. So gone are all my Gnook Mouse, museum donations, so cap and trims are limited. I still can't get Brewster. Kind of regretting that. But on the flip side, I can decorate my island with all these new items. I'm spending the most time in Happy Home Paradise. I love it. Nice. Yeah, that's true, to make. And you're definitely not going to burn out soon. So that's another flip side.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like there's too much in there to actually burn out this time around.
Yeah.
And it does kind of feel like people online are racing through it, but I think, you know, in the long run, Meg's going to be happy with her choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So Crossing Chap said, I'm trying to pace myself as I know I'll feel overwhelmed otherwise. I'm mostly sticking to my pre-update daily routine, but peppering things from the update in. Currently loving the new Nook Mile items, the Party Lights Arch being my absolute fave. Oh. As for everything else, I purposely haven't unlocked the DLC or cooking yet, as there's so many other things to do. Yeah. That's like the definition of just taking it slow and letting it happen as it happens. But yeah, I think that's a great way to go about it. Just do it at your own pace. And whatever lets you enjoy the game as long as possible. I think that's wonderful.
Let's see. The Snorlaxian says, I just finished my first week in the game, and both the free update and the DLC make me feel like I'm getting spoiled having everything at once. But I'm choosing to take the advice I've heard on the show and play at my own pace and enjoy things one day at a time. But since you are pretty limited early in game, how much stuff you can do in a day, Happy Home Paradise has been a great bonus content and a source of some really cool early game swag.
Yes,
I totally was thinking this was how it was going to work out. It's like you kind of are limited in what you can do on the island. And then when you need something more, you can do Happy Home Paradise. Yes. So I'm glad that's working out for them.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying that too. Like just doing what I can. And honestly, there's so much. You just get sucked in for hours anyways on the island. And then all of a sudden you're like, cool, time to spend another 3 hours on Happy Home Paradise.
Nice. Silaquiles said, I've been so excited for Brewster to join the fun since he was first announced. After getting him on my island, I'm a little bummed with the lack of things to do in that cafe. There is so much potential with the addition. Unfortunately, it didn't live up to the hype. That's unfortunate. But I guess if that's the case, I wonder maybe that's why they showed him first. And then we got the rest of the update. Yeah, maybe it was the initial addition that we were getting.
Yeah, I'd say there isn't too much to do in there, but really, like, walk in more times throughout the day and try to meet more characters there, because I think that's where a lot of the real charming stuff lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jane from Penbury said, I'm loving the update so much. It is making me so happy and really renewed my love for the game. There's just so much to do on my island. Never mind all the fantastic content on Happy Home Paradise. Content on Happy Home Paradise. The new items are so beautiful too, and I'm glad Nintendo decided to wait to release all of this new content now. Because if we had had it all at the beginning, we'd have just swallowed it all up and wouldn't appreciate it nearly as much. I'm totally in love with Nico. Gosh,
yes.
I wish he could be a villager on my island. Yep, Nico, we would die for him. We get it.
That's how I feel about Wardell.
Both of them. They are forever.
Yes. Bub337 says, it's all amazing, especially the glowing moss DIYs. I need them all. I really don't get Brewster, though. I don't have many amiibo cards, so the roost is not something I'll visit very often. He's kind of rude if you sit in front of the reserved seats alone. There's no one else here. I don't like coffee anyway, so he gets a 1-star Yelp review from me. I'll give him some time to warm up to you, and maybe try going with friends. But I understand. Yeah, the roost. is kind of like this quiet, solitary place in this game, which I like, but I can see how it's unappealing to some people.
Mm. Yeah, and it's true. Just give him some time. He'll open up. It'll get better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ganucci said, like any sane person, I am loving it. My favorite part is definitely Harp's Island update. Seeing everyone there with the cozy music and then also how convenient it makes things is perfect. I also love Happy Home Paradise, mainly for the fact that it's showing me all the new items and helps to give ideas for what I might want to do in my own island. I always love playing every day, but this has reignited that passion for sure. That's awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah, and hopefully, you know, just keeps us playing every day for even longer.
Yeah.
So Donnie said, hey, Chewy, I hope things get better for you soon. They're much better now. I'm so excited for the podcast this week. I've been enjoying seeing what Nina has been up to with the updates on Twitter. I am in love with this update. I can't get over how much they have added to the game. I'm taking things really slowly and taking everything in. And it's so exciting because every day I see something new that somebody has discovered. I'm so excited every day to finish work and get home and play. It's the best thing ever. That's all we could ever ask for. Just being excited to leave school, leave work, and get home and enjoy Animal Crossing. It's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. I lost my mind a little bit on Twitter yesterday, so I'm glad that somebody enjoyed it.
I'm sure everybody has. I need to take a look and scroll through all of your stuff. I'm excited. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, how are you enjoying the update? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.